Greetings. Welcome to Topic 3, Part 1 of 2. This is Lesson 1 through 3. Are you ready to expand your word bank and become communication experts? Today, we'll explore some powerful words that will elevate your speaking and writing skills. Get excited to learn and impress everyone with your newfound vocabulary. Hello, my name is Domi, and I am here to review the vocabulary for Lesson 1 through Lesson 3. Let's begin. Annex. In American history, annex refers to the formal incorporation of a territory into an existing political entity, such as a country or state. One significant example is the annexation of Texas in 1845, which led to heightened tensions between the U.S. and Mexico. Example: the government voted to annex the disputed territory to expand its borders. Rough Riders were a volunteer cavalry regiment led by Theodore Roosevelt during the Spanish-American War in 1898. They gained fame for their charge up San Juan Hill in Cuba, symbolizing American bravery and determination in the conflict. Example: the Rough Riders became famous for their charge up San Juan Hill during the war. Now let's move on to the vocabulary in Lesson 2. Imperialism is the policy of extending a country's power and influence through diplomacy or military force. In American history, this concept was prominent in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, as the U.S. sought to expand its territories and influence globally. Example: many historians debate the impacts of American imperialism in the late 19th century. Protectorate. A protectorate is a relationship where a powerful country provides protection to a smaller, weaker country while allowing it to maintain some degree of autonomy. An example is Cuba, which became a U.S. protectorate after the Spanish-American War. Example: the small island nation functioned as a protectorate of the larger colonial power. Yellow journalism. Yellow journalism refers to sensationalist and exaggerated news reporting aimed at attracting readers. This style of journalism played a significant role in shaping public opinion during the Spanish-American War, particularly concerning events in Cuba. Example: the newspaper's use of yellow journalism sparked public outrage and influenced public opinion. Autonomy. Autonomy is the right or condition of self-governance, often in relation to a specific territory or group. In American history, many territories sought autonomy from colonial powers, such as the Philippines after the Spanish-American War. Example: the region demanded greater autonomy from the central government. Jingoism. Jingoism is a nationalistic policy characterized by an aggressive foreign policy and the belief that one's country should be prepared to use military force to achieve its goals. This sentiment surged in the U.S. leading up to and during the Spanish-American War. Example: the politician's jingoism often alienated other nations and created tension. Sphere of influence. A sphere of influence is a region where a country has significant cultural, economic, or military influence without formal control. In the late 19th century, the U.S. sought to establish spheres of influence in Asia, particularly in China. Example: the country established a sphere of influence in the region to protect its trade interests. Open door policy. The open door policy was a diplomatic principle proposed by the U.S. in 1899 that aimed to ensure equal trading rights for all nations in China. This policy sought to prevent any one power from monopolizing trade in the region. Example: the open door policy was crucial for maintaining American commercial interests in Asia. And now let's learn the vocabulary for Lesson 3. Dollar diplomacy. Dollar diplomacy is a foreign policy strategy used by the U.S. in the early 20th century that aimed to promote American economic interests abroad through investment and financial aid. This approach sought to replace military intervention with financial influence to stabilize and secure American interests in Latin America and East Asia. Example: through dollar diplomacy, the government aimed to stabilize foreign economies while promoting American business. Guerrilla. Guerrilla refers to a form of irregular warfare where small groups use tactics like ambushes and sabotage to fight a larger traditional military force. This method was notably employed during conflicts such as the Philippine-American War and various revolutionary movements throughout history. Example: the guerrilla tactics used by the rebels made it difficult for the conventional army to engage them effectively. End of Lesson 3. Bravo! You've done an amazing job exploring new words today. Keep practicing, and you'll soon become a vocabulary master. Until our next adventure, keep shining and sharing your knowledge. Join Allison, my co-teacher, for a review of Part 2 of this lesson, Part 2 of 2, Lesson 4 and 5. Study smart and ask your classroom teacher if you have any questions about Topic 3 or any of the lessons. Talk to you later. So long for now.